Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Just want to address something really fast. I get a lot of emails about DeSantis. And I still stand firm on my belief and my opinion on him. A lot of people are pissed off. A lot of people from Florida are mad that I view him that way. Look, folks, it's like this, man. Look, I've been wrong before. I will happily apologize if I'm wrong again. I'm a human being. I make mistakes. I may have a platform on here, but big deal. It's not a big platform. It's nothing that like I've said, I lost my ego a long time ago. So I'll apologize if I need to. And if I have to change my views on the man, I will. But I don't think I need to at this point because a lot of you get sick of hearing this, but I compare a lot of things to boxing. And when I look at somebody and I look at their track record, it's like studying film and boxing. It's like going back and looking at a guy who's making a lot of noise, a lot of hype. And you're like, man, what's the deal with this guy? Why is there so much hype? The media is behind him, the press conferences, he's flamboyant, he's making a ruckus. And then you go look at his tapes and you're like, well, what's a big deal about this guy? I'm watching his moves. I'm watching what he does. His track record doesn't lie. I look at the opponents he fought. I see the difficulty he had with certain opponents. And I go, this guy's not what they're making him out to be. That's DeSantis. That's what I'm looking at here. He may be saying the right things right now because he needs to, folks. He needs to absorb Trump's people. And he's doing a good job of it. A lot of people are like, man, what are you doing? DeSantis is the man. I look at his track record. Go look what he voted for. Go look what he didn't vote for. He's a globalist to the core. I see what I'm saying. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing right now. That's what I see. So excuse me for being able to identify something, identify a target. That's what I see. So, I know a lot of you don't like to hear that because he's bis, boom, rah, rah. He's a great cheerleader. He was Trump's cheerleader for a long time. The only thing that would make me change my mind about this man is if Trump picked him to run with him and they teamed up, then I'd be like, all right, cool. I can deal with that because they're not going head to head anymore. But my view on this is like this. I think the midterms, I think all of this, everything, you know, my mindset is an operation here, folks. I'm looking at this as a military operation. So I'm looking at this like targets identified. We saw what happened on the midterms. So targets identified. I'm not going to go into it on YouTube. Targets identified. Furthering more targets to be identified with DeSantis. We're watching people belly roll and flip flop and go on DeSantis' side, leave Trump. Smoking out more of the rats. That's what I see happening here. That's how I'm looking at this, and that's what I see happening. Folks, Z-Stack. You can hit the link below for this. This stuff is good. Like I said, everything I do, I try them out first. I have to be a believer of the product first, and then I push it on my YouTube. So flu season is here. Isn't that funny how we're going back to flu season now? All of a sudden, it's flu season. What happened to all the other shit? I can't say it on YouTube, but you know, the boogeyman. What happened to the boogeyman? Oh, well. Flu season is here, and it's going to be very, very bad. The latest data shows this flu season is spreading early and extraordinarily quickly. As of November 5th, for example, over 14,000 flu tests have tested positive. That's an astonishing 12 times increase from previous years. Additionally, more than five times as many people have been hospitalized for the flu so far this season than in the last 10 years. This is why I highly recommend getting a bottle of a Z-Stack as fast as you can. Z-Stack is all-in-one immune-boosting super formula that helps keep flus, viruses, and colds at bay. One bottle of Z-Stack has everything you need to help make your immune system clean, resilient, and resistant, including immune-boosting vitamins, including zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and plant-based nutrients like, I don't know how to say this word, quercetin, I guess. Unless you want to be missing out on work or any time away from your family, I suggest getting Z-Stack immediately, folks. I take this every day. Get up to 50% off of Z-Stack for yourself and for your kids before you sell out of flu season. Go to www.stackwithnino.com. That's stackwithnino.com, or click the link below, folks. Click the link below. I got sick and I started taking this, and boom, it knocked it out. It knocked it out immediately. So this stuff is good. And I mean, I felt the difference in a day. You saw how sick I was, and look how healthy I am now. I'm back at it. So it works. And I guess it's good. I would take it every day. I started taking it once I got sick, a little too late, but I got better fast. Venmo, D-Rod, 1977, D-ROD, 1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, Yes, I know it's a very graphic novel. But, you know, it's the truth. It's my life. I appreciate the reviews. And then the Mexican Mix, see? That's on Amazon as well. Spotify is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Just go to Nino's Corner on Telegram. Get all the updates on there. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. I finally hit over 40,000 on Rumble. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer on Truth Social. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. David Nino Rodriguez Boxer on Instagram. Twitter is Nino Boxer. Patriot Wear, bing, right there. Patriot Wear is where it's at. You get all the cool gear. You get to get a hat like this. I personally really love this hat. And then on ninoscorner.tv, folks, ninoscorner.tv, right there, bing. That's where it's all at. That's where I keep all the interviews, folks. I got Ole Demigar coming on and Vander Steele. I'm putting up the Patriot Street Fighter with Michael Jaco Roundtable today. We discussed a lot of topics on there, what we see coming over the horizon, the battlefront. I think it's interesting. So they allowed me to share that roundtable on my channel. So that's going to be on ninoscorner.tv. Patriot Street Fighter and Michael Jaco and myself, wargaming, what we're seeing. That's going up today. I got 107 making another appearance pretty soon. I got to get in touch with him. I got the Ghost as always. And I got Joe Flynn coming on, Michael's brother. So Joe Flynn will be coming on. Everyone's going to be wargaming on what's going on. Nino's Corner.tv is where it's at, folks. It's where it's at. And without further ado, baby, yeah. Let me have a sip of coffee real quick. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby, let's go. Identify targets, checkmate. You know, we look at all the stuff that's happened. Everyone's pissed off, moaning and groaning. I agree. I'm mad too. But I did say it was going to be a purple wave. Nothing's been fixed. Why would you expect anything different? Even with the massive red wave that was coming, that did come, the tsunami of all tsunamis, they got to match it. And they did. What made you think it was going to be any different? What really, you know, and that's why I get off about these other hosts. And I know I'm pissing a lot of them off right now, but go look at all of their shows. The red wave, man, it's coming. There's no stopping this. Are they that checked out? And then now they're the same assholes. Bis, boom, rah, rah, cheerleading about 2024. It's like, are you that disconnected for real, man? I'm the only motherfucker on here talking the way I'm talking. Nothing has been fixed. Nothing. Nothing has been fixed. Newsflash, nothing has been fixed. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Well, he's crazy. He's just so crazy. This guy, he needs to get checked into a mental ward. He's just so nuts. Look at him. He screams. He screams. Why are you always so mad? I don't know. I guess I've always been this way. I don't know. So what I got out of that announcement, and if you've ever looked back on that letter in the alphabet, learn to read the comms. Well, what I saw on stage with Trump were 19 flags. That's what I saw. I saw 19 flags on there. So right then and there, I knew that was a comm. Everything else he said, you got to really nitpick and pick out, eat the meat, throw away the bones. He had to be presidential. He had to come off clean as a whistle. I understand all this. It's optics. And he had to make the deep state fumble the ball. Now they're scrambling. But what they're really doing is picking sides. And that's what I'm interested in. So he's a little bit too early to make an announcement. But believe me, folks, it's all strategy. He's cut off all the hedgings. He's cut off all the bushes around his estate. There's a no-fly zone around his estate. Things are about to get bumpy. I told you they're going to start escalating right now. Right after the midterms, things are going to start escalating, and they are. He never said anything, and you got to kind of look like really pay attention. He never said anything about 24. Still, there's 19 flags. He didn't say anything about 24. There's a lot of stuff still coming out. The filing says President of the United States. Did he file under the Republic, not the corporation? There's a lot of questions here. There's a lot of this coming out right now. I'm putting it on Telegram. So by him announcing, you would never consider him as commander in chief, and you would think he has moved on from the defeat, right? Well, that's optics. So I have to look at all of this as optics. I have no choice because I know a lot of shit's going down in the background. You know, like I said before, there is a no-fly zone around Mar-a-Lago estate. Shit is about to go down, in my opinion, folks. I've always said, I this all looks good optically with them going after Biden. They've claimed they've stated he's a national security risk, compromised by foreign governments. He is stated as the big guy. The big guy, in other words, he sits in on these meetings. Biden, selling cobalt to the Chinese for electric vehicles. That's why this Green New Deal is so important. 14 whistleblowers coming through just on day one. More to come. Shell companies using Air Force Two to take meetings and go on these trips. 150 SARS suspicious activity reports on his business dealing. 150 SARS, folks. And voila, here it is. Here it is. International human trafficking. They said it. They said it. So what this is going to do, in my opinion, is catch everyone up to speed. Hopefully you start researching a little bit. Hopefully you send your liberal friends my videos. Hi, I'm Nino. Welcome to my show. Just kidding. If you're just joining me, I didn't mean to turn you off. I'm sorry. Keep watching. So, and their financial advisor was a Clinton financial advisor. So there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here. Commingling accounts between Hunter and Joe. Commingling. Remember what Trump said. Our comeback starts now. Thanks, Gigi. How nice of you. Yes, the super chat is going. Super chat is going, or you can Venmo me, D-Hype and Rod, 1977. Oh, boy. All right. So right about now, I would think there's going to be a distraction. Don't you think so? If you had the playbook, the deep state playbook, their distraction was the missiles in Poland, but that kind of, that was a dud. They're going to be hesitant now. They got to find a new way to give Ukraine money because FTX is dropping like a lead balloon. That's game over for them. There's so much going on here, folks. They're scrambling. They're in the deep state scramble. The deep state scramble. That's what's going on right now. They've kind of fumbled the ball like, Trump pushed, called their bluff, he's making them push their hand. Thank you, Rachel Butler. Thank you. Good morning. You know, a lot of you, I get a lot of emails about ninoscorner.tv, and I am like a guilty pleasure. I am. I know I'm a little obscene. I'm a little vulgar. I drop the F-bombs all the time, but I've kind of figured out what I'm like, and I'm like a guilty pleasure. So a lot of you tell me, like, I love to watch you when my husband goes to sleep. I'm like, or like for the guys, I'm like your slutty side chick. Your slutty side chick. You like that ass I give you, but you don't want to be seen in public with me. I'm like the secret rock and roll album hidden under your bed you rush home to listen to after your Sunday school. I'm that dirty, guilty fetish on Pornhub. Your Pornhub subscription. You can't get enough of when your significant other leaves with the kids for the weekend. I'm all that. Roll into one, baby. Roll into one. I'm the crack pipe you hit when your family leaves town. That's okay. I'll take it. I know we all have guilty pleasures. I know we all have skeletons in the closet and all the Christians out there. Oh, my God. How dare him? Oh, he's going to hell. No, I'm not. And beg to differ. I just wear my emotions on my sleeve and I call it the way it is. Right after the election, the DOJ releases its assessment that no document Trump had in Florida was of value, nor held any risk for our country. So, you don't have kids, you can say what you want. That's very true. My husband calls you my boyfriend. No, only Sancho. Now that Pelosi's chess piece is removed. Thank you, Raider Sanchez. Now that the Pelosi chess piece is removed, I believe things are going to start getting really interesting. You got to think, though, folks. I mean, the Pelosi hammer incident. And I just want to say I want to make a shirt that says, let's get Pelosi'd. Let's get Pelosi'd. Instead of let's go get hammered. When you're drinking, I don't drink anymore. Folks, I'm coming up on 3 years. And I want to give a shout out to Charlie Ward. Hey, mate, Charlie Ward, are you sober too, mate? Are you sober too? That's amazing, Charlie. Good for you. I'm glad I could be some kind of little inspiration for some of you that stopped drinking. It's not easy. It's hard, but your life gets better. Give it a shot. You have nothing to lose. So, Charlie Ward, thumbs up to you, mate. So, now that the Pelosi chess piece is removed, things will start to get interesting. I said before, things are going to start escalating on both sides. But I think the only ones that are panicked here is the deep state. And I think there's going to have to be some kind of false flag. There's going to have to be some kind of something to steal the news cycle away from the shit that's coming down on them right now. So House Republicans launch Hunter Biden probe, alleged president played active role in son's business dealings. Like we didn't know. So at press conference held on Thursday morning, Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan, I love Jim Jordan, I like Jim Jordan, announced that House Republicans would be opening up an investigation to determine the extent of President Joe Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's business dealings. According to Comer and Jordan, Republicans have already gathered incriminating evidence of wire fraud, violation of Foreign Agents Registration Act, money laundering, tax evasion, among other crimes allegedly committed by Biden's Jordan, who is expected to become chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, now that Republicans have secured a narrow majority in the chamber, plans to make the Biden's overseas business dealings a central focus of the committee's oversight efforts in the new Congress. This is big. As part of our investigation, we have evidence that the finances, credit cards, and bank accounts of Hunter and Joe Biden were commingled, if not shared. And on some accounts, at least, red flags were raised by banks to the account owner or owners indicating suspicious or illegal activity, said Comer, who also noted that Hunter Biden's business associates met with his father on numerous occasions while Biden was serving as vice president. Carolyn Ogg thank you for the $2. I really do. Anything counts in large amounts. Everything. Depeche Mode, one of my favorite bands. I love Depeche Mode. I don't know why I thought about that. Everything counts in large amounts. Yeah. All right. The Bidens flourished and became millionaires by simply offering access to the family, said Comer. The business activity and drug use of Hunter Biden has long been a political liability for the president, who has stood by and stated that he is proud of his son. I guess he likes the way he smokes crack cocaine, make you insane. Crack cocaine, make you insane. That's a song my friend used to sing. My dad's speaking. You should come meet him. Hunter Biden's ex-business partner is set to blow whistle with explosive trove of never-before-seen messages, photos, and recordings that could expose alleged criminal activity by the First Family. Tony Bobulinski, Tony Bobulinski, hey, was Hunter Biden's business partner and had a front row seat to the Biden family deal with their Chinese government linked associate. DailyMail.com can reveal that Bobulinski, is ready to testify to a congressional probe investigating Hunter. Sources say Bobulinski has thousands of recordings, messages, photos, and emails that could expose alleged criminal activity by the First Family. Oh. Some of the unseen cachet was shared with DailyMail.com and includes messages between Bobulinski and CEFC Executive Director Zhang something. Also some Chinese guy. Zhang has close links to the Chinese Communist Party and traveled to Moscow with President Xi Jinping to seal an oil deal with Vladimir Putin. The texts are confirmation that Hunter and his family were in a $10 million deal with the Chinese. The source declined to comment whether the recording... This is so big, folks. I don't think you understand the magnitude of this. We have to catch the public up. Got to catch them up. Got to get them up to speed here. This is big. This is really big. Why was Juan in Alaska? That's a random-ass question. He has business dealings in Alaska. He likes Eskimos. Excellent press conference for Jim Jordan and James Comer about oversight plans for the new Republican Congress. They are prepared to hold the Biden administration accountable. They have 14 whistleblowers, folks, and I hear it's growing by the hour. By the way, have you seen the Bidens? Okay, so this is what I wanted to bring up. Have you guys been... Look... I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty good at studying people's energy and the way they look and their mannerisms. And the fact that Biden's been missing some meetings here and there means he knows he's in deep shit, in really deep shit. So I think they're scrambling. And I think he's been not caught off guard. I think they were expecting this. I think they were honestly, I think they suspected they were going to take the whole thing, do a whole sweep. But they fucked up. They lost Pelosi. Their MVP. We may have given up some pawns and some bishops, but we got their queen. And that's what I'm paying attention to, folks. That was a big move. So, you know, there's always been talk about the 25th Amendment coming into play. If Biden strips a gear, who would replace him? Well, we all know it was going to be Pelosi. That's what we expected. Pelosi would take the position. And let me tell you, folks, she was ready for it. She wanted it so bad she could taste it. You put that together with the hammering incident with her husband and his whatever gay lover, whatever happened there when they were hammering each other. And then you put that together with that, and then the cops escorting her out of her garage. See, the way I see it is like this. You need something. You got to give the reason why cops would be at her house. So create the hammering incident. Hammering incident happens, gives a reason for the cops to be around her, doesn't alarm the public. The public says, well, there was a hammering incident. There was a hammering incident there. So obviously, something's going on with her husband. So that's why all the cops are there. But maybe that was all just smoke and mirrors. Maybe the cops are there for a whole different reason. Then you see Pelosi get escorted out of her garage. Looks like her hands were behind her back, if you ask me. But what do I know? I wasn't there. I can only see what I can see on the video. Then she's quiet as a mouse during this whole midterm. Just quiet. Not saying anything. Just minding her own business, right? She's concerned about her gay husband. Really? I don't know. You got to look at this kind of differently, folks. And then she comes out and gives a speech about she's not going back into politics. She's not. And she starts reading scripture. Really? I don't know. Maybe your ass was taken somewhere and you were interrogated. Maybe you were sat down and said, hey, here's the deal, bitch. Just asking questions. I don't know. I'm just saying what looks obvious to me, folks. Got to have an eye for this shit. Biden has been seen reading detailed notes, instructing him what to do. No, nothing new there, including where to sit, when to deliver a statement, and pose for a photo during an event of the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali. So, Pelosi makes major announcement about political future after Democrats lose House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the raging bitch, sure has cooled her heels a bit, huh? And now she should step down from the House Democratic leadership after Republicans flipped the lower chamber. Scripture teaches us that for everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, Pelosi said on the... Can you believe this bitch quotes scripture? Because I'm in disbelief right now. She's quoting scripture. Nancy Pelosi is quoting scripture. What? Okay. Pelosi, 82, has said that she will remain in Congress. Pelosi won re-election in the midterms and with 84% of the vote, easily defeating Republican John Dennis. During the speech, which frequently drew applause, Pelosi recounted visiting the Capitol for the first time when she was young with her father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., a congressman at the time. When I first came to the House floor at 6 years old, never would I have thought I would go from homemaker to House Speaker. But now you're back to homemaker, right, bitch? I better get those Betty Crocker recipes. Oh.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If that's where you're at. I don't know. You could be in the foreign land making alcohol in the toilet, if you know what I mean. Republicans flip the House this week and will secure control once the new Congress takes their seats in January 2023. NBC suspends reporter who filed story about Paul Pelosi attack. An on-air correspondent for NBC News has been suspended over a report involving the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, last month. According to the Daily Beast on Monday, the network suspended Miguel Almaguer, pending an investigation regarding his report on the October 18th incident, which occurred at the Pelosi residence in San Francisco. His report aired on the Friday Today Show on November 4th. See, I'm looking into this a little further. I'm thinking, how do you know that's not a white hat move? How do you know they didn't need some kind of incident so that the cops can start stowing up to our house and making deals? Sure is the timing. I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. I'm looking at this like, right before midterms, cops are all over her house. Why? Oh, because her husband, Pelosi, got hammered in the ass. I don't know. Just saying. In the report, Almaguer quoted unnamed sources who said that responding police officers were told it was a high-priority call, but they were not actually aware that Paul Pelosi was in any danger when they arrived around 2:30 a.m. After a knock and announced, the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi, Almaguer reported. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back into the foyer toward his assistant and away from the police. It's unclear if the 82-year-old was already injured or was in a mental what his mental state was, says sources. So, man, you're 82 years old and how are you that degenerate at 82 years old? I picture myself at 82 years old, like in a rocking dead or in a rocking chair. I mean, I can't imagine having gay sex with hammers at 82 years old, man. Dude. FBI files show televangelist Paul Crouch had suspect ties to, well, everybody. Paul Crouch, founder of the Trinity Broadcasting Network, the world's largest Christian television network, always had a knack for avoiding scandal, brushing off allegations of graft and sexual harassment with ease. However, the televangelist FBI file released after his death reveals that his criminal ties potentially go a lot deeper and weirder than anybody could have ever imagined. Requested by longtime muck rock user Roddy D, the file reveals the laundry list of Crouch's activities the FBI was monitoring or even investigating. Though the file is heavily redacted, it's intact enough to describe the FBI's investigations into some of his exploits, whose findings are most based on a host of phone calls to and from Trinity Broadcast Network and some pretty sketchy players. An investigation by the Italian IRS. The first 20 or so pages of Crouch's document makes it clear that the FBI and IRS were working closely with the Italian GDF, essentially their Internal Revenue Service, to fully investigate Crouch's foreign and domestic holdings. According to the file, the FBI and GDF found that, among other things, CHLC, an apparent subsidiary of TBN, was conducted a false financial statement scam they called pre-billing, where in order to continue receiving a loan money, the organization would submit receipts for completed sales that were actually still at work in progress with no amount being due from the customer as the date of the collateral report. This is breaking, so let's watch this, see where this goes. Supreme Court is closed, folks. It's closed. Why is it closed? I don't know. Maybe closed for the holidays, but it said until further notice. On the supremecourt.gov, you guys can go check this out. This was sent to me. This was sent to me on my desk as a high priority. Courtroom. So on the courtroom.gov, courtroom seating for the oral argument sessions for the term will be provided to the public, members of the Supreme Court bar, and press. The building will otherwise be closed to the public until further notice. So the building is closed. Maybe they're doing everything from Zoom. I don't know how the Supreme Court works. I don't know. A lot of weird shit going on right about now, right, folks? The Nevada Supreme Court rejects attempt to stop county's headcount. So the Nevada Supreme Court has rejected a request to halt the hand counting and ballots in rural county. The hand count began after all ballots cast in the midterms were tabulated with machines and is essentially an audit. which is not allowed under state law, the Brennan Center for Justice and the American Civil Liberties Union argued in an emergency motion on Monday. On Monday. You got a case of the Mondays. What's today? Is today Monday? Shit. No, it's Friday. It's Friday. Where am I? I don't know. I was sick for a week. Friday. That's right. It's Friday. I'm fucked. Sorry. Sorry, folks. Damn. A lot of shit. You know what I've noticed as I get older is that it's like the weeks are a day, the days are an hour, the months are a week, and a month and a year is like a month. There really is something to, as you get older, the time does go by faster. I mean, I remember old people, like people in their 30s and 40s used to tell me that when I was a young buck. Oh, just wait till you're older, man. It goes by faster. I was like, oh, this guy's just saying that because he's old. No, it's real. It's true. It does go by faster. Every day is like zip, zip, zip. I mean, it's already the holidays. It's already the holidays. What are we doing here? It's already going to be 2023. How the... I'm kind of sad sometimes because it's going so fast. You know, I guess if you're sitting in prison, it'd be going by slow, but I kind of get sad sometimes because it's going so fast. GOP civil war spreads to Georgia runoff. McDonough. I don't know how to say this word. McDonough. Let's just say that. Georgia. A GOP civil war is underway, and Republicans in Georgia are caught in the middle of the skirmish. Dueling Republican factions are openly competing for relevance as a December 6th Senate runoff approaches, arguing about which wing of the party is best positioned to help Herschel Walker net a victory. The election is the GOP's last shot at maintaining its current 50 seats in the Senate rather than losing one to Democrats. This is going to be good. But Senate Republican infighting isn't the only dispute affecting the Peach State race. Georgia GOP activists are worried about the potential effect of Donald Trump launching his 2024 run on Tuesday, an announcement that the local party leaders fear could depress turnout among moderate Republicans. Bullshit! 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 That's a lie. It's another syndicate. It's another propaganda lie. It's just a lie. They're trying to divide the Republican Party the best they can, folks. That's their only option right now. That's it. They know the Democrat Party is done. It's over with. So now they're trying to divide the Republican Party and get you all on Team DeSantis. Like I said, I've been wrong before. I've been wrong before. Not a lot, a lot. I've been wrong a lot. But I'm going to say that I will come out and apologize to this man if I'm wrong. And the only way I'd be wrong is if he joins with Trump. That's the only way. The only way I'm wrong about this guy is if he joins forces with Trump. If he knows what's best for him. Because if you think about it, he could be Trump's vice president and then run for president later. That's what I would do. But nah, we're going to see what happens. I don't think that's going to happen. We'll see. We'll see. Update. Biden's team warily welcomes Trump's 2024 presidential run. Washington, November 16th. Donald Trump's decision to jump into the 2024 race could help give Joe Biden a second term in the White House. Really? From his basement again? The Democratic president and his aides believe viewing his Republican predecessor as a vulnerable and defeated politician, even as they... It's like me training for a fight from my basement. Like just laying on my couch and going and winning the heavyweight championship of the world. While the other guy, who's just as skilled as me, way more skilled than me, let's just say, because Trump was way more skilled than this idiot, And he's out training like Clubber Lang in Rocky III. And I'm just sitting on my ass in my basement. I'm like, I don't need to do anything. I'm going to win. That's this guy. Okay. I'm just calling it the way it is. Several Biden aides and advisors speaking on condition of anonymity gave their assessment of how the president and his team view Trump's entry into the race. Trump made his announcement on Tuesday night as he sought to get a jump on potential rivals for the Republican nomination. Biden, who defeated Trump in the contentious 2020 election, thus far is remaining mum publicly. When he and French presidential Emmanuel Macron were asked by reporters at the G20 meeting in Bali if they had a reaction to Trump's announcement, they looked at each other briefly and shared a faint smile. Because they know they're going to win from their basement. That's why I keep saying this can't go to 24. But I'm crazy. I'm the crazy guy. Okay, I'm crazy. Ah, look what they did in 2020. Look what just happened. And I'm crazy. I'm the nutbag. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results, folks. So who's the one that's fucking crazy? Not me. Not me. I'm not the one that's crazy. You are, you idiots. But okay, whatever. Iran atomic escalation scene hurtling toward a dangerous crisis. Iran's rapidly expanding nuclear program and restrictions on international monitoring are hurling toward another dangerous crisis while raising doubts over the Islamic Republic's claim its atomic work is peaceful. Since when is atomic work peaceful? Western diplomat said, the International Atomic Energy Agency's Board of Governors formally censored Iran for a second time this year on Thursday in Vienna. Iran continues stonewalling an IAEA probe into uranium traces sampled at three undeclared sites, while its stockpile of fuel enriched just below weapons grade rises to record highs. This all started with Obama. That all started with Obama. Zelensky. Thank you, Kaylee. Toby. Zelensky softened stance on rocket origin after Biden comment. So Ukraine's president appeared to soften his insistence that it was only a Russian missile that caused a lethal blast in Poland this week, and said a team would investigate after U.S. President Joe Biden disputed the claim. Vladimir Zelensky said his military officials had told him that images of the crater at the blast site suggested it couldn't have been caused solely by the remnants of a Ukrainian anti-air rocket. He said he was sure that it was a Russian missile, but also that it was certain Ukraine had launched weapons to defend against a Russian barrage. Ukraine shot down more than 70 of the almost 100 rockets that Moscow fired on Tuesday, according to Ukraine officials. I don't know 100%. I think the world doesn't know 100% know what happened, Zelensky said in an interview at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum in Singapore on Thursday. We can't say specifically that this was an air defense of Ukraine. They are really pushing for World War III. That's what they need. That's what they want. World War III. Like I said, let's expect a distraction pretty soon. What could the distraction be? You all decide. It could be anything. And I know it's coming. It has to. That's the playbook. Digital identity certification for right to eat in China. So you have to have, if you want to go and eat some dog, you have to have an identification. So without a green health passport, you can't go into a restaurant to eat. A green health passport. Is this coming to the USA? Alarm bells should be sounding. So without I'm sure that's going to go over like a turd in a punch bowl. People are awake here. I don't think they can get away with it here. I don't think they can. This is America. America. Starbucks workers strike. So the Starbucks workers strike at more than 100 U.S. stores. Starbucks workers at more than 100 U.S. stores are on strike Thursday in their largest labor action since a campaign to unionized the company's stores began late last year. The walkouts coincide with Starbucks' annual Red Cup Day, when the company gives free reusable cups to customers who order a holiday drink. Workers say it's often one of the busiest days of the year. Starbucks declined to say how many Red Cups it plans to distribute. Workers say they're seeking better pay, more consistent schedules, and higher staffing levels in busy stores. Stores in 25 states plan to take part in the labor action, according to Starbucks Workers United, the group organizing the effort. Strikes are handing out their own Red Cups with union logos. That's pretty cool. Canadian government is planning to euthanize children with parental consent. Who the fuck will give parental consent to kill their kid? The Canadian government is rolling out its euthanasia program to accelerate the WEF. I got to be careful about saying this. Agenda. And is specifically targeting impressionable children to view death as a viable treatment for whatever ails them. Medical establishment refers to children seeking state-sponsored deaths as mature minor. Oh, you don't feel good about yourself? We understand. Kill yourself. That's the only option you got. It's the best option. Axel's looking at me. What's up, buddy? You all right? Want to come over here and say hi? You guys want to say hi to Axel? Come here, Axel. Come here, Axel. Come here. You want to say hi to everybody? Come here, buddy. Come here. Come here. You two sucks. Come here, buddy. Come here. Come on. Come on. Axel wants to say hi. The Axel Smaxel. He's a dirty rascal. Axel Smaxel. Always causing a fiasco. Is that what he did for you, sweet buddy? Well, yeah. Your breath stinks. All right. So, it's all right. You want to stay there? Therapists say they can't meet high demand as anxiety and depression linger. So, America's therapists are booked. 6 in 10 psychologists say they don't have openings for new patients, according to a survey conducted by the American Psychological Association. The high demand for therapy is the latest sign of ongoing U.S. mental health crisis, exacerbated by the boogeyman pandemic. Though millions of Americans have returned to normal life, many people feel far from normal. A majority of the psychologists surveyed said that since the start of the pandemic, they've seen an uptick in patients who are dealing with anxiety, depression, and trauma, and that the demand for services continues to remain high. Folks, I'm pretty sure a lot of you are dealing with this, okay? I deal with it. I've dealt with it all my life. I had anxiety, depression, shit. For a while there, I thought I was like bipolar. I don't know. I was like, I was a mixed bag of nuts. And the only thing, no medicine helped me. The only thing that helped me is quitting a vice, and then other vices after that I quit. But drinking was the main thing. And then work. You got to work out. You got to get your vitamin E, exercise. You got to eat good, get your sunlight, and you'll start improving. It takes a while. You'll start improving and start meditating and praying. That helps. Now, I'm not going to tell you what's good for you. I'm just telling you what's good for me. What I did, I'm against all this medicine shit. I think it's all part of it, all part of the beast. Ayahuasca, on the other hand, here, listen to this. Ayahuasca. Thank you, Jesse. Ayahuasca, the psychedelic brew blamed for Packers QB Aaron Rodgers' poor performances. Look at this shit. Causes mental health problems that last months in majority of users, Landmark study finds. Didn't me. Or some of you may beg to differ on that one. I may just be a mental problem. You may view me as a mental health problem. I understand that. To me, I feel normal. This is me normal. Imagine me drinking. So ayahuasca is a brown reddish drink made from boiling leaves of two plants. Many celebrities visit South America to enjoy its healing properties. But researchers have found it can also trigger headaches and vomiting. Yeah, for a moment, And then you go into the spirit world, Chavez, and it's awesome. So, first major global study of its kind, researchers surveyed more than 10,000 people from more than 50 countries about their experience with ayahuasca, an ancient South American brew. They're probably doing this with the wrong people, folks. You got to be with everyone says they're a shaman now. Everybody's a shaman. You got to be with a real, legit shaman. This is serious stuff. Dealing with your baggage, emotional baggage, spirit, it's spiritual warfare. You don't just do this with anybody. You don't just do this in a party scene with someone who says they're a shaman, some fucking 45-year-old white girl who all of a sudden wants to become a shaman. Okay, it's not like that. They found more than half, they say, had negative mental health effects while on ayahuasca, such as hearing or seeing things that others couldn't. One in five said they suffered disturbing thoughts or nightmares, hallucinogens, or felt disconnected. More than 5 in 10 people said the mental health issues stuck with them for weeks or even months. However, nearly 9 in 10 consider them completely or somewhat part of a positive growth process. When you're dealing with emotional baggage and you got a lot of stuff built up inside you, it's a lot to unpack. What do you expect? Something easy? You expect something easy? Spiritual journeys are not easy. They're tough. You deal with a lot of emotional baggage and you have to unpack a lot of shit. I did. And I'm going to give a shout out to Wonder Bob. Wonder Bob in Colorado. Love you, man. Border news. Multiple U.S. border agents shot, one fatally by narcos near Puerto Rico. At least 5 people were involved in a maritime shooting between U.S. border agents and drug smugglers that took place off the coast of Puerto Rico early Thursday morning. The Washington Examiner was first to report it on Thursday. The shootout happened 14 miles off the coast of northwestern Puerto Rico. 3 federal agents were shot, according to a federal officer and a statement from Customs and Border Protection. The agents were from the Customs and Border Protection's Air and Marine Operations Arm. AMO agents work the air and sea to patrol for human and drug smugglers. The incident took place around 8 a.m. local time, 1 hour ahead of Eastern time. I'm trying to keep up to date with what's going on with this invasion clause that Abbott imposed. I'm hearing it's not doing shit. I've talked to some Border Patrol agents. They're like, no one's listening to this guy. So you all take that for what you want. I'm hearing nothing is happening. And would you expect anything to happen? Really? Everything's run by Democrats. They're not listening to this guy. From the intel that I'm getting, that's what I'm getting, folks. So take it for what you want. Nothing is happening. In what the fuck news? In what the fuck news? Man, I'm at 51 minutes. I'm going long today. Woman driving Amazon delivery truck steals packages in Brooklyn. In New York, she was supposed to be delivering packages, but was stealing them instead, police in New York City say. A woman operating an Amazon delivery truck was caught on surveillance video stealing packages already at a location from previous deliveries in Brooklyn, NYPD states. The NYPD says it happened on Saturday, October 29th, around 3:10 p.m. The woman was seen on surveillance video getting out of the truck to deliver packages to a home in the area on 58th Street and 13th Avenue in Borough Park. She was seen removing packages that were already at the home and loading them into the truck. That sucks. I got to tell you, people do that shit. People do that shit here. People are always missing their packages. There are people that just drive around looking for packages. The NYPD says the woman has also opened and removed items from the packages that were delivering to the home. And then she just drove off. The suspect is described as having a light complexion, around 30 years old, about 5'7 feet tall, and 155 pounds. She was last seen wearing an Amazon vest, an orange hooded sweatshirt, and orange sneakers. No injuries reported as a result of the incident. She's just collecting a lot of shit and selling it out the back door. That's what she's doing. Ah, this world is fucked. I don't know, folks. See, I like to do this with the paper, so it makes me look important. Like, I really put together a legitimate report. I never even did this in school. And here I am, a professional boxer, retired professional boxer, putting together a report. What the fuck is going on in the world? We really have lost all our minds. Yeah. I'm going to go work out today. I'm going to get a pump in. Going to get that pump, you know, the thing you say. A lot of stuff going on, folks. I'm going to keep a close eye on all of this shit, on all of it. Hopefully I get Juan O. Saban on for a phone call. I got, I put a call out to SGN on, and I'm putting the feelers out there, folks, for everybody. Let's see what happens. I think it's going to be an interesting end of the year, and I think 2023 is going to be boom, explosive. Folks, the Venmo helps. D-Rod1977. If you want awesome real news, NinosCorner.tv. NinosCorner.tv. And folks, I got to remind you. The usage charges are killing me. I can no longer keep it at $3.99. If you sign up before Black Friday, you'll keep the $3.99, but I'm going to have to up it to $4.99. I got to do it. I can't pay the tax. I can't pay everybody. It's just, it's killing me. I'm paying more on usage fees than the subscribers are paying themselves. I'm not making much money at all. So I have to up it a dollar, man, to see anything. And I'm sorry about that. I promised I said I wouldn't do that, but I have to. And if you join now, it's $3.99 until after Black Friday. And I don't think I'll extend it, but I might. I don't know. But after Black Friday, it goes to $4.99. So get there now and join for $3.99. All right, folks, I'm out of here. God bless you. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Yeah!